Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So let's start that series for this membership drive that we're calling a Tiny Museum Tour of New York City, a tour of some of the city's lesser-known collections. We begin with Uta Vartenberg, the executive director of the American Numismatic Society Museum down here in Tribeca. The collection includes coins, currency, medals, tokens, and related objects from cultures around the world, past and present. She was last on the show to talk about our use of the Sacagawea dollar coin. Uta, welcome back to WNYC.
Lovely to be here.
And you've got such a huge range of objects from coins to armor. What ties the collection together? What does numismatic mean?
Well, you know, there are many debates what that could be, but most people think of it as just money. But medals can be art medals, and then there can be, you know, African, material that could be salt baths. So it is really a huge variety of stuff.
Different cultures use different objects to symbolize value. The ancient Chinese used knives, for example, as currency. What other types of objects in the collection might not we expect?
Well, they are the usual coin-like objects, but then we have indeed, you know, from Africa, various pieces that are almost too heavy to lift that appear to be torques to be worn around the neck. I mentioned the salt baths. There are the, glass objects of various kinds. It really depends on the culture. It could be anything.
You're at 75 Varick Street, by the way.
Yep.
So the Canal Street stop of the number one or the A?
That's the one, yep.
And the Metropolitan Museum of Art and the Federal Reserve Bank also carry coin collections. So what sets the American Numismatic Society Museum apart?
Actually, the two collections you just mentioned, they're our collections. So
So
we have been very fortunate to have these longstanding cooperation with the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where some of our best ancient, up to the Byzantine period, coins are, over 300. And then the Federal Reserve Bank has a wonderful exhibition for the last 10 years, showing a history of money and some special exhibitions.
Unlike most museums, patrons can handle the art. You can touch the stuff.
Yeah, I think that sets the American Numismatic Society apart. We have 800,000 objects or so, and most people actually like to come and handle them because they might have a similar thing, or they inherited something, they have something in a jar, or they're serious collectors, they could be academics, and they want to come and look at the objects and, not see them through glass.
What do they get from handling them?
They study them in incredible detail, and sometimes, and this is why numismatists are coin collectors, often known as nerds, so not many people admit to being coin collectors, but there are lots and lots of them. They study them, and they get the detail they're looking for.
So be a currency nerd and visit the Numismatic Museum. At the moment, you have the most valuable coin sold in an auction on display at the Federal Reserve Bank. That's on loan from an anonymous donor. Tell us about this 1933 Double Eagle.
Well, yeah, that is a rather special coin. It is one of these coins that was not supposed to have existed, as by 1932, this was the last year when these coins were issued, and with Roosevelt taking the U.S. Off the gold standard. There were basically, this coin was produced in large numbers, but not issued as coinage. A few of them disappeared, some say through theft in the mint, and it appeared on the market. And King Farouk appeared to have bought it, ended up here in New York again after the Secret Service, which has always been trying to get these sort of pieces back, seized them. And they were in a big raid at the Waldorf and finally came to a court case, which was settled, and the coin was put up for auction, sold by Sotheby's.
For
the exact sum was like 7.9 million. I can't even remember the exact at auction. And there has been recently almost closer figure to that of an Islamic coin. So we're getting, the market is moving up, so maybe there'll be another record soon.
The $7 million coin on display at the Numismatic Museum. We just have a few seconds left. Do you display credit cards?
Yes, we do.
Really?
Yeah, we have credit cards as well. Yeah.
One interesting credit card? Can you mention one really briefly?
Why
would I go to a museum to see a credit card?
Because the one that was on display at the Fed is very early, one that you wouldn't recognize as a credit card. I think that would be interesting to see.
Has eBay had an effect on the collection?
Huge.
How?
Huge. Lots of people collecting now that never looked at a coin before. And, you know, there are millions of coin collectors.
At 75 Varick Street, you can visit the American Numismatic Society Museum. Uta Vartenberg is the executive director. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
We want to thank NJTV for the clips of Rothman and Pascrell from the New Jersey debate last night that we used earlier in the show. Thanks to NJTV for the sound. The Leonard Lopate Show coming up right after the news. Brian Lehrer, thanks a lot for listening.